series and receive a $2,000 rebate. Also receive a 30% federal tax credit. Save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water with a comfort you have to experience to believe. For a free estimate, contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 269-5280.
This is your state representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. The orange tiger lilies of the summer's ditch banks are giving way to the blue chicory and white Queen Anne's lace along the roadsides. This means that the fall will soon be here, and that means the harvest. Hundreds of farm trucks and semis will be taking to the road to bring in the bounty of the Thumb of Michigan. So when you see trucks, give them a wide berth. And if you're driving a truck, take special care to bring the harvest home safely. This is State Representative Dr. Ned Canfield. Let's make this a healthy Michigan.
Brought to you as a public service by A Healthy Michigan.
Listen to the WLEW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLEW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today from the Huron Daily Tribune in the flesh. It's the predictor of the pass protection, Paul P. Adams. How many P's is that? Our in-game analyst for the WLEW Sports Network, Dave Hansen, and via Snapchat, as our director of sports information, Doug Cole. Through the end of the regular season, we will keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a media roundtable winner. So far, after seven broadcasts, we have a close race. Paul P. Adams at 3, Dave Hansen at 2, and yours truly, Clark Ramsey, at 2. What are your thoughts, Phil? Paul's getting pretty yeah. confident. Oh,
yeah. I haven't been in this spot ever, so I'm feeling really good about it. I'm just going to enjoy the moment.
Yeah, enjoy it. Time to get out of my slump.
So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game on the WLEW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, graciously will accept the victory for the week. Since Paul B. Adams won last week, the tea is yours.
Well, thanks, Clark. And this afternoon is about 2:30, and I had a little moment of panic. I'm like, oh, I haven't texted Clark yet. I'm like, oh, wait, I'm still going to the game. It's been so long since I've been a part of the roundtable. So with that said, it's great to be back. And in this game, obviously, USA comes in heavy favorite after what Ubley did. To Harbor Beach last week, you got to think USA is going to do something similar. They're very similar teams. So, you know, I'm going to try to get a little cute with my pick this week.
Oh,
in week one, Ubley beat USA by 10 points. So I'm going to take 10 points off of my prediction from last week, and I'm going to go with a prediction of 52-20 in favor of USA. So I'm going to see if that one sticks and see if I can beat these two guys.
Paul Adams in with USA by 32 points, 52-20. Doug Cole, on his way to Nashville at the moment, informed us he is picking USA 54-18, USA by 36 points. Dave Hansen?
I tell you what, you guys got me in quite the predicament here because I thought I had a good score, and I'm not going to tell you what I had written down because it may have to change. But Paul, I'm hoping the fact that you're back here and in the flesh that changes things.
It'll probably bring
back a little little luck for me. My first thought that came to mind when we were talking about this was USA is already in the playoffs. What's the chances that their seed is really going to change whether they win or they lose this game?
None
whatsoever. So my thought was, is how soon is Coach Lang's going to take every single starter out of this game? Or does he play them all game long because that's the intensity that USA brings? And that's the question I have not been able to answer yet today. USA has nothing to play for except for a little momentum. Harbor Beach needs this game tremendously if they want any chance to win this game. So at some point, I thought to myself, this score isn't going to be as bad as I thought it was going to be,
okay.
or is it? So I have USA. I have USA winning this game. I don't think anybody should be shocked by that. You're giving me a look like I was going to jump fences
here. The way you were saying, I wasn't sure, but continue.
So give me USA to win this game. They're too good. They have played phenomenally all season long. But give them I have written down here, and I have to change it because, Paul, you basically had the same thing I have. So I'm gonna go 58 for USA and 20 for Harbor Beach. So I have 38. I have the high score this week. So I'm looking a little different than I had anticipated because I do think I'm in trouble this week. I do think Coach Langs rests his players in the second half. I think USA gets off to a fast start. But I hope I'm wrong.
So Paul Adams in with USA by 32 points. Doug Cole at 36 points for USA. And Dave Hansen taking the high road with 38. We'll see. Let's take a look at quickly, folks, around the area. We have a few games in eight-player division. We have Dryden at Peck, Kingston at Mayville, CPS at Owen Gage, Caseville at Hale, and El Ria Open Door Christian Academy at North Huron.
Well, obviously, North Huron looking to end on a high note, and they should. Open Door Christian is not very good. So after the big upset of Peck last week, I look for North Huron with another big performance. End the season with two wins in a row and hopefully take that momentum into the offseason.
Absolutely. A couple battles there, 5-3 teams. Dryden and Peck should be an interesting game. I assume the winner of that game gets into the playoffs. Maybe it's not a guarantee.
Dryden's not eligible to get into the playoffs. Dryden is too big.
Dryden is too large, yeah.
Oh, good point. Very good. Dryden probably wins that game after what happened last week to Peck. So,
taking a look at the Greater Thumb Conference, conference split, divisional play is over. So we're all over the place. Memphis and Clarkson Everest. Going to give Clarkson Everest the victory on that
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
Clarkson Everest at 6-2 in the season. Armada at Marlette. Armada 2-6, Marlette 1-7.
Not much to say. Two not very good teams here, Paul.
Yeah, Marlette's only win is against Memphis. I think Armada probably wins this game.
I agree.
St. Charles is taking on Lakers at University Center in Saginaw Valley State University. St. Charles, not so hot this season.
Not a very good season at all for St. Charles. As for the Lakers, they don't need this game. I don't think they can improve or really lose their seed. I think they're locked into the three seed. So with the injuries that they have, it'll be interesting. I'm doubtful we'll see Brendan Wisner playing this game because there's no reason for him to.
And so we talked about it last week. He probably gets a series or two, and that's it, just to make sure for a little routine. To play at Saginaw Valley be a cool thing. I still think Lakers finds a way to win, though.
Bad Axe at Ubley in a Week 9 matchup.
Yeah, this is if you thought last week was ugly over here in Harbor Beach, you saw that Bearcat offense on full display, and I think it's going to be on display again over there at home. And, you know, Bad Axe has had their troubles on defense.
I still think Ubley only plays a half. I think everybody else comes in the second half. You get a chance to get your backup quarterback to run the offense. Other guys to get in the game. It will be a victory for Ubley. It won't be close.
Sandusky at 2-6. Vassar at 2-6.
Both of these teams struggled this year, 2-6. I like Vassar at home. When all else fails, go with the home team. I do think Vassar has a little more opportunity to score the ball on offense.
Vassar's been in more games than Sandusky, so I'll go with Vassar.
Brown City has won four straight on the season for 4-4 overall, and they're taking on a 2-6 KPAC team on the road.
A little internal rivalry there. I think we're all rooting for Brown City. We'd love to see another GTC or GTE team get in. So
yeah. There's only 176 teams qualified right now for the MHSAA playoffs. So Brown City's got a feel. If they could win this game, they get themselves to 5-4, and they might have a real good shot to make the playoffs.
And Brown City's home golf course, KPAC.
Correct.
Cass City at Caro. Cass City at 5-3, Caro at 2-6.
Caro is a sneaky good team. Tri-Valley East has been decent this year. This is the M81 rivalry. You got to look at Cass City. An emotional win last week at Reese. Could this be a letdown game? They absolutely need this to get in, to guarantee their spot. They still might be able to slide in at 5-4. I think Cass City wins this, but this could be a sneakier game than what it looks like on paper.
It's on the road for Cass City, but I still think they have all their weapons. They're healthy, and every week that goes by, their freshman quarterback looks a little better. I think Cass City's playing with a little urgency, a little intensity. I still think Cass City wins.
And Essexville Garber against Reese in week number 9, Reese sitting at 5-3.
Reese reminds me of USA from last year. It started out really fast, 5-1, and it's really, really struggling down the stretch, and I think the struggles are going to continue tonight. Garber, very good team out of that Tri-Valley East. Only losses are to Frankenmuth and I forget the other one that they lost to, but two losses.
Charlton Heston Academy.
But I think Garver's just
not there.
Garver's just way too much for it was Millington was the other one that beat Garver. So I think Millington too much for Reese.
I think you're right there, but it is in Reese, so they obviously probably need this game to get there in their playoffs.